Chapter 1. Judge Advocate General's Corps. This chapter discusses the Judge Advocate General, JAG Corps' mission, roles, and principles, introduces core legal competencies and legal functions, and examines the role of legal service personnel. Mission, vision, and principles. Legal support is a critical element of the Army's success, and it enables the good order and discipline that is the hallmark of enduring institutions, great units, and successful operations. A disciplined, fair environment is necessary for sustaining an Army culture centered on building trust between soldiers who can then focus on accomplishing missions. This Army culture extends to families and military communities where trust and cohesion are essential to the long-term success of individuals, units, and institutions. During operations, upholding the law of armed conflict, international agreements, and other rules governing the use of military force is essential to maintaining the trust of the nation and the international community. Good order and discipline within units and in the application of combat power enable the consolidation of gains and contribute to the achievement of sustainable policy outcomes. See the Department of Defense Law of War Manual and FM 6-27 for more information on the law of armed conflict. Judge Advocate Legal Services, JALS personnel, follow four guiding principles in the delivery of legal services to the Army and in joint operations. JAG Corps' mission. The JAG Corps' mission is to provide principled counsel and premier legal services as committed members and caring leaders in the land Army professions in support of a ready, globally responsive, and regionally engaged Army. The JAG Corps supports a ready, globally responsive, and regionally engaged Army. JAG Corps' vision. The vision of the JAG Corps is to remain the most highly trained, inclusive, and values-based team of trusted Army legal professionals that is ready, regionally engaged, and globally responsive while providing principled counsel and premier legal services in support of Army and Joint Force missions of all types and across all spectrums of competition and combat in a complex and legally dynamic world. The JAG Corps operates in an increasingly complex and legally dynamic world, both at home and abroad. The JAG Corps trains to operate against current and against emerging threats. Role of the Army Judge Advocate General's Corps. A role is the broad and enduring purpose for which the organization or branch was established, ADP 1-01. Within the context of Army doctrine, an organization can only have one role. The JAG Corps' role is to provide principled counsel and premier legal services to the Army across the range of military operations. This role is fulfilled through the delivery of legal support to all echelons by judge advocates, civilian attorneys, legal administrators, paralegals, and civilian paraprofessionals to support Army operations. These individuals are collectively known as JALS personnel, and they are responsible for providing legal services to the individual soldier all the way to the Chief of Staff of the Army, across the competition continuum, and in any geographic location soldiers deploy on behalf of the nation. A core competency is an essential and enduring capability that a branch or an organization provides to Army operations, ADP 1-01. A function is the broad, general, and enduring role for which an organization is designed, equipped, and trained, JP 1, Volume 1. The JAG Corps provides principled counsel and premier legal services to the Army through two core legal competencies. Legal support to the Army, legal support to soldiers and family members. The legal support to the Army competency includes all legal support provided to the Army as an institution, to include commanders and staffs of individual organizations. It features the following legal functions: administrative and civil law, contract and fiscal law, military justice, and national security law. The legal support to soldiers and family members competency encompasses all legal services provided to soldiers and family members. It includes the legal functions of soldier and family legal services and trial defense service, TDS. Roles of Judge Advocate General's Legal Services Personnel. JAL's personnel fulfill important legal roles. These roles include Judge Advocate, Legal Administrator, Paralegal Soldier, Civilian Attorney, and Civilian Paraprofessional. Judge Advocate. No matter the level of command to which they are assigned, Judge Advocates have several roles. They can be counselors, advocates, and trusted advisors to commanders, staffs, individual soldiers, and family members. They are commissioned officers, leaders, and managers who can practice law in each of the six legal functions. Legal Administrator. Legal administrators are Army warrant officers with specialized training and expertise in law office operations and management. They receive specialized training to support the Staff Judge Advocates, SJAs, management of a legal office. Their responsibilities are generally focused on resource management, personnel management, security management, force management, knowledge management, and systems integration. Paralegal Soldier. Paralegal soldiers are paraprofessionals who are both technical experts and professional soldiers who provide legal support to commanders and legal services clients. In addition to receiving technical instruction, paralegal soldiers receive training in leadership and soldier skills at every level of the non-commissioned officer education system. Civilian Attorney. Civilian attorneys serve as leaders and subject matter experts, often providing valued continuity in the delivery of legal advice. Their professionalism, expertise, and knowledge of local policies and practices ensures uninterrupted legal support across the Army. Civilian Paraprofessional. Civilian paraprofessionals provide subject matter, technical, and administrative support to the Army's legal offices. Paraprofessionals serve in a variety of positions, including paralegal, court reporter, legal technician, legal assistant, claims technician, government information specialist, among others. Unless otherwise specifically authorized by the Judge Advocate General, TJAG, Army Regulation, or other DA publication, only attorneys of the JALS and attorneys under the qualifying authority of the General Counsel of the Army, the Chief Counsel of the Army Corps of Engineers, of the Command Council of the Army Material Command may practice law. This includes engaging in the practice of law on behalf of any Army command, unit, agency, office, element, or other Army entity, assignment against any authorization or requirement for an attorney, or providing legal instruction or training to or for any Army command, unit, agency, office, element, or other Army entity. For more information on who may practice law, see AR-27-1. For a definition of practice of law, see the comment to Rule 5.5 in AR-27-26F.